One of Australia's most notorious scam artists continues to run a business that rips off vulnerable students while he's out on bail appealing his conviction and sentence. Eddie Kang was sentenced to 12 months in prison last year after he was found guilty of 22 counts of fraud and misleading conduct involving foreign students who'd paid him tens of thousands of dollars to secure 457 visas. Jobs and the visas never eventuated, and the Korean-born businessman refused to refund the students' money. And as Steve Kinnane reports, Eddie Kang is up to his old tricks while he awaits his appeal.
Hi, is Eddie here?
Mr. Kang?
Yeah.
No.
He's not here?
No.
Okay. Eddie Kang can be a hard man to pin down. When AM turned up at his office this week, he was nowhere to be seen. But in this office block in North Sydney, he's been running his operation for the past 18 months, while out on bail awaiting his appeal. Sean Park, a consultant for the business, insists that Kang is innocent.
Is he still taking money off students, like foreign students?
So unfounded accusations, yeah.
Unfounded accusations. You don't think he's taking money off students? You don't think so? I'll show you something.
Actually, no.
So this is from a tribunal where they say that he owes $15,000.
Sure. That's fine.
AM is not suggesting Mr. Park is linked to fraudulent practices. According to New South Wales Fair Trading, Mr. Kang had been able to continue operating by using a company owned by another associate, Yoon Siok Joseph Choi. During our investigation, we spoke to 10 people Eddie Kang had signed contracts with since he was convicted of fraud. Many have handed over their life savings. All were unaware of his convictions.
I wasn't expecting this to happen in Australia.
Mahmood Nabavi's sister Marjan paid Eddie Kang $35,000 to help her apply for a permanent visa. She had no idea he'd just been convicted of fraud. She got no visa, no refund, and was deported to Iran soon after. Mahmood, who lives in Melbourne, is devastated he's been separated from his sister.
First of all, someone has to stop him. Secondly, he has to return everything that he took from vulnerable people.
Getting Eddie Kang to refund money is easier said than done. The Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, VCAT, ordered that he pay Lalani Dajalos $14,700. Over 18 months later, she's still not seen a cent.
It's very frustrating because I don't know why the government cannot do anything about it. And I feel hard, actually, because that money, you know, it's a hard-earned money from us. We're doing work, a lot of works here.
Migration agent Carl Conrad first alerted the Department of Immigration about Eddie Kang's activities 5 years ago. He can't understand why the New Zealand citizen has not been deported.
The Department of Immigration have done absolutely nothing. Even though the criminal charges were laid and he was convicted, and they're still aware that he seems to be carrying on the same practices, they still do nothing, which is quite amazing.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs says the matter is still before the courts and investigations are still underway, and that Border Force continues to refer alleged victims of Mr. Kang to the New South Wales Department of Fair Trading. Eddie Kang was not available for interview. In an email, he claimed he was a victim of fake news, of a personal vendetta, and a witch hunt.
Steve Kinnane reporting.